All right, good morning, everyone.
What's so good about it?
We're going to make it good because today our movement is going to mark the beginning of our fight against this incoming racist fascist regime. My name is Muhammad Sankari, Muhammad Sankari. I'm a member of the Arab American Action Network. The lead organizer, at the Arab American Action Network in Chicago. We're here amongst over 80 different organizations today that have come together under the banner to stop the Trump agenda. This is not our first rodeo. We all remember what the first Trump administration looked like. We remember the racist attacks against so many communities, from the Arab and Muslim community to the Black community to the Latinx community, to so many other immigrant communities and communities here at home. We remember the massive attacks on civil rights and civil liberties and the massive disinvestment that happened across the country. The Trump administration, the incoming administration, and the president has promised to sign over 200 executive orders this week alone, attacking communities across the board. So now you're going to hear from a number of different community leaders, movement leaders representing communities all across Chicagoland and all across our country that are standing together today, united, to fight against this right-wing reactionary agenda. Just a reminder to all of our speakers, for our friends at the press here today, make sure you say and spell your name for them. The first person that I would like to invite up, that I'm honored to invite up, is Martin Unzueta from Mi Gente. Please welcome Martin. Yeah.
Thank you. My name is Martin Unzueta. Martin, Omar, Martin, M-A-R-T-A. Unzueta, U-N-C-U-E-T-A. I came from a national organization that's called Mi Gente, and we are ready. We are preparing our community in order to fight against this administration, that today begins. Just to tell you, let me tell you, the immigrants, undocumented immigrants, have paying taxes, have paying the houses. They are creating communities, very strong communities here in the city of Chicago. Recently, the city of Chicago, I is supporting the immigrants here because they doesn't allow to the carve-outs passing in the city of Chicago. That means that any authority of the city of Chicago is going to support the ICE in the ICE immigration rights here in Chicago. Lo voy a decir en español. Mi nombre es Martín Unzueta. Yo vengo representando a una organización nacional que se llama Mi Gente. Y quiero decirles que nuestra comunidad se está preparando para todos los ataques que esta nueva administración está preparando en contra de nuestra comunidad. Y déjenme decirles que los inmigrantes indocumentados en el año 2022 pagaron 96.700 millones de impuestos federales, estatales y locales. Y la mayor parte de esos impuestos, 59.400.000 millones, fueron a parar al gobierno federal. Nosotros, los inmigrantes indocumentados, trabajamos en Estados Unidos, venimos a trabajar aquí porque en nuestros países no ha habido esa oportunidad y porque también el gobierno de los Estados Unidos se coludió con muchos de estos gobiernos para que tuviéramos poca posibilidad de progresar en nuestro país. Venimos aquí, somos los que estamos trabajando en los barrios, estamos trabajando como albañiles, estamos trabajando como meseros, trabajamos como lo que nosotros podamos hacer para poder hacer que nuestra comunidad sobreviva y que nuestra comunidad tenga las mejores condiciones de vida. Aún así, nos roban los impuestos, nos roban nuestros salarios, no nos pagan por decir que somos indocumentados y nos dejan al margen y con nuestras familias teniendo y sufriendo pobreza, una pobreza bastante, bastante fuerte. le queremos decir a esta administración, no nos vamos a dejar. Aquí estamos y no nos vamos a ir. Aquí hemos creado nuestra familia, aquí hemos pagado impuestos, aquí tenemos nuestras casas. No nos vamos a ir. Gracias.
Thank you, Martin. Next, I'm going to invite up Feani, the other press spokesperson from the Chicago Alliance Against Racism and Political Repression.
I know we're here for cameras, but can I get an all power to the people?
All power to the people!
All power to the people!
All power to the people!
Okay, that's better. So, first and foremost, I think it needs to be mentioned that although we're protesting Trump on Inauguration Day, this isn't just about Trump as an individual, but we recognize that Trump is a symptom of a system in decay, and we refuse to go down with it. We're going to fight against it. Black people in this country haven't forgotten what the first Trump presidency got us. It got us further economic degradation, the intensification of police repression, and the further mass incarceration of our communities. We also haven't forgotten how it was working in oppressed people, and especially black people, who got him out of office in the aftermath of the George Floyd rebellion. If Trump's rhetoric is anything to go by, he intends to double down to inflict further misery on us, but at the same time, we're not afraid. It just means we have to fight back harder. Racist and political repression ain't a new thing for black people. We face down chattel slavery, we face down Jim Crow apartheid, we face down mass incarceration of our people, and now, just like all those other times, we will rise to meet this moment, and we will unite and fight Trump and the racist and reactionary Republican agenda. And when I say fight, I want to make it clear, we're going to fight like we're doing today, out in the streets. Rain, snow, or shine, hot or damn cold like today, we will hit these streets in mass numbers as much and for as long as we need to fight for our rights. As it pertains to the Chicago Alliance Against Racism and Political Repression, which is the organization that I'm in, we will intensify our fight to stop police crimes. We will intensify our fight to free the wrongfully incarcerated. And we will intensify our solidarity with immigrants and immigrants' rights organizations as we fight to stop these mass deportations. Yeah. No deportations!
No deportations!
What we won't do is fight in isolation. We only win by building the broadest and deepest movement, one that raises demands from all fronts of the people struggle, unites working and oppressed people around these demands, and takes them into battle like we're doing today to fight against this wretched system and a wretched president that would rather see to the enrichment of a few people on the back of the immiseration of the many. Well, like I said earlier, fortunately, Trump is only a symptom of a system in decay, and we will win. All power to the people.
All power to the people!
And the spelling of my name is FAAYANIABOMAMIJANA. So three words, Feani Aboma Mijana. I use they, them pronouns. So spokesperson, thank you.
Thank you, Feani. Next, I have the honor of inviting up someone whose organization represents so much of what we're talking about, the coming together, community members of the labor movement, the expanding, what we saw, excuse me, the CTU do as they've expanded their fight where the school becomes the center of the community. So I have the pleasure and great honor of inviting Dr. Diane Castro from the Chicago Teachers Union.
Yeah!
CTU! That's right. Thank you, everyone. My name is Dr. Diane Castro. That's DianeCastro. I am an 18-year preschool teacher, a laborer, a mother, part of the Puerto Rican diaspora, lifelong Chicagoan, and proud member of the CTU. My family moved here in the 50s and others in the 70s. For the prospect of opportunities, as those in Puerto Rico became limited, and because they heard that Chicago was a city where they could find community, affinity with others who'd face the same challenges as them. Chicago is tough.
Yeah.
They want us to be scared and powerless, but this is where we feel the resonance of 1969 and the origin of the Rainbow Coalition and the history that should guide us forward. We stand together in this city.
Yes.
Yes. The CTU has long fought for rights that matter in this city. We bargain for the common good because we care about the rights of every Chicagoan, every child, family member, and community. We are fighting for a contract and that protects educators, students, and families from Project 2025 and 47. Our staff has been studying and responding to Project 2025 for months. We are moving to strengthen language for our LGBTQIA community, sanctuary schools, because no child is a criminal. No child is a criminal. And housing, because when you have the power to enact change, we must remember what Dr. King said about power. Power without love is reckless and abusive, and that love without power is sentimental and anemic. Power at its best is love, implementing the demands of justice. Justice at its best is love correcting everything that stands against love. We reject the hate-filled messages we have heard from the incoming administration, because we know when we fight,
we win.
As a member of the CTU, I call on us to remember our solidarity. It can feel easy to become frustrated, mortified, depressed, and shocked, but I remind you that we have done this before and we will survive it again, but only if we stand together. CTU?
CTU!
En español. Mi nombre es Diane Castro, soy maestra bilingüe de prekinder, trabajadora, madre y parte de la diáspora puertorriqueña. He sido parte de Chicago toda mi vida y parte de el CTU. Mi familia se mudó a los Estados Unidos de la isla en los años 50 y también los 70 porque sabían que aquí había oportunidad. Como así en Puerto Rico, las oportunidades para ellos fueron limitados. También porque sabían que aquí podían encontrar comunidad. Comunidad con otros que han visto los mismos problemas que ellos. Pero Chicago es fuerte, es bravo. Ellos, los demás, los de que van a ser este presidente, quieren que estemos sin poder. Quieren que tengamos miedo. Pero sabemos que desde el 1969, aquí vimos que empezó la coalición Rainbow y que esa historia nos debe navegar hacia adelante porque nos estamos juntos en esta ciudad. El sindicato de Chicago Teachers Union siempre ha luchado por los derechos de los de Chicago, para los niños, los estudiantes, porque ningún estudiante es un criminal. Peleamos por la comunidad LGBTQIA, por los estudiantes inmigrantes y por cada estudiante en nuestra comunidad. Sabemos que el Dr. King habló del poder, que el poder sin amor es caótico y problemático. Sabemos que la administración que ya viene habla de odio, habla con rencor, pero aquí rehusamos ubicarnos a mensajes de odio. Como un miembro del Sindicato de los Maestros de Chicago, les quiero acordar que juntos logramos todos. Estamos juntos en la lucha porque sabemos que los niños son nuestros. The children are ours. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Castro. When we talk about the diversity of the communities that have come together and we talk about the diversity of this movement that is coming together, there's oftentimes a flattening of what our communities or what it means to be an immigrant. And so I'm so honored to invite up the executive director of the HANA Center, one of the leading immigrant rights forces in this city, Danae Kovac. Please welcome Danae.
Good morning, my name is Danae Kovac, D-A-N-A-E, K-O-V-A-C. I'm the executive director at HANA Center. We are an immigrant justice organization that builds the power of Korean, Asian American, and multi-ethnic immigrants through critical social services, education, culture, and organizing. We are the Chicago affiliate of the National Korean American Service and Education Consortium, or NACASEC, and we are a member of the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. We fought against Trump's first administration, and we are here to fight back now. A big part of our fight is making sure that our immigrant communities know our rights and are equipped to exercise those rights in every situation, wherever we are. So today, I'm here to announce NACASEC's new Know Your Rights for Immigrants app. This app has the ability to read your rights out loud to an ICE or law enforcement agent and send a message to an emergency contact. It also has resources such as the ability to look up a consulate, a legal services directory, and a sample family preparedness plan. The app is available in 16 languages, primarily Asian languages, including Korean, Chinese, Tagalog, Urdu, Hindi, Vietnamese, and others, and also Spanish, Haitian Creole, and Russian. The app is available on iPhone right now and will be released for Android phones later this week. You can find it by searching Know Your Rights for Immigrants in the App Store. We want to thank all of our partners who helped with translation to make this vital resource possible. And we hope that you will share this widely with the community. And you can follow HANA Center and NACASEC on social media to receive updates on when the Android app is released and other resources and information. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danae. And our final speaker before we take any questions that you all may have for some of the speakers is Nadia Liafei from the United States Palestinian Community Network.
My name is Nadia Liafei, N-A-D-I-A-H, last name A-L-Y-A-F-A-I, and I am an organizer with the United States Palestinian Community Network. Today, we stand united as a coalition of over 80 organizations demonstrating unity and resistance to the racist white supremacist agenda of Trump and his administration. His record of xenophobic, misogynistic, and discriminatory rhetoric has in the past fueled attacks on our communities, and we know that they will just continue. Our movements were victims of the political, legislative, and legal repression in his past presidency. The dangers of that repression still linger, and we know the policies that will follow him into the White House are still as dangerous as they were during his first term. And that is why we are here today, all united around the demands to fight the racist and reactionary Republican agenda, defend and expand immigrant rights, stand with Palestine, defend the right to unionize and strike, stop police crimes and hold law enforcement accountable, defend women's LGBTQIA+ and reproductive rights, and defend education and academic freedom. We can only defend our communities and win greater power by uniting the combined forces of our movements to fight to defend our immigrant communities of all statuses, protect our civil rights, and ensure that we don't see a repeat of the racist Muslim ban of the past. And I'll end off with this. The struggle for liberation is an ongoing global movement. Palestine liberation is directly connected to the Black Liberation Movement and legalization for all and labor rights and worker rights. And that's why all our organizations march together today for a world without exploitation, without racism, without oppression, without Trump and Netanyahu and Biden and all others who stand in the way of our liberation.
What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
When our communities are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
Let us hear them clear! When our communities are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
Thank you. I'm happy to help facilitate any questions you may have for us or for any of the speakers. No problem. I'm glad that we were concise and covered everything. Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be a program. There's going to be a short program here of about 10 different speakers. After that, we'll begin marching. We'll make our way north and then west to Trump Tower. There's about 10 speakers. We anticipate it probably being about 15, 20 minutes. It'll start 11-ish. What time are we at? It'll start 11-ish, maybe a little bit after 11.
How many people
do you expect? That's the million-dollar question. If it was 80 degrees, I would have told you we'd have 10,000. I'm not sure how many we'll have in total, but what I can tell you is we're going to bring the energy of 10,000 people. We're going to bring the energy of all of our communities. We're going to bring the energy of all of the people that are standing behind us.
That's right.
I just want to make something clear. We're stuck with Trump because people voted for Trump and the Democrats failed to win people's votes. Oh, yeah. The Democratic Party lost the votes of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. And potentially millions of people. It's not any of our community's faults that we ended up with a racist, misogynist in office. It lands at the feet of the Democratic Party that did not deliver on any of their promises to any of our communities. And so I'm sorry just to cut you off, but we reject the notion that any of us is responsible for Trump. Trump is responsible for Trump, and the Democrats are responsible for losing millions of votes. All right, thank you all. We're going to make our way into the plaza. We'll start the program shortly.